MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Oil and gas revenue continued to decline for Eddy County as fossil fuel prices dipped nationally amid investor fears of lingering trade wars. During last week's Eddy County Commission meeting, Finance Director Roberta Gonzalez reported that February, the most recent month included in county financials, saw about $7.5 million in oil and gas receipts. That's less than half of the approximately $25 million received from the industry in December of 2024. But the county's finances did continue to ride the upward wave of last year's booming oil prices in some respects. As the price per barrel hovered in the $70 to $80 range throughout 2024, about $6.8 million in gross receipt taxes was collected in February, an increase of about $2.9 million from the same month last year, and an increase of $1.3 million from the $5.5 million in GRT collected in January. In Roswell, a large piece of land on the east side is being eyed for possible purchase and development as an Amazon.com services work site. The location near the intersection of South Sunset Avenue and Monksdale Road was described as a delivery site during the Thursday afternoon meeting of the Roswell Legal Committee. This advisory group to the City Council voted to recommend that the draft ordinance for the sale of this 7.53-acre parcel be advertised for a public hearing. The section is on the northeast side of the intersection and south of the Lewis Jones Training Center, which faces West Brasher Road, but is highly recognizable from South Sunset because of the tower used by firefighters and other emergency personnel to hone their work skills. Work is underway to restore the computer system at Eastern New Mexico Medical Center in Roswell. The hospital said their system, maintained by the company Oracle Health, shut down this week after an engineer mistakenly deleted critical storage data while doing maintenance work. Their team has transitioned the downtime procedures to minimize the impact. Officials say all hospital services and operations continue without disruption. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.